While Middle East tensions grab headlines, equally significant military developments are unfolding in Eastern Europe. Ukraine is warning that Russia could deploy troops to Belarus bases at any moment, even though Kyiv reports no current Russian buildup near the Belarus border.
This Ukrainian assessment reflects sophisticated intelligence analysis, Marcus. They're essentially saying the infrastructure for rapid Russian deployment already exists in Belarus. So traditional warning indicators like troop movements might not provide adequate advance notice. It's a recognition that modern military deployment can happen much faster than historical precedents suggest.
The Belarus angle has always been Putin's most direct route to threaten NATO's eastern flank. Belarus shares borders with three NATO members, Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia. Russian forces positioned there could potentially cut the Baltic states off from the rest of NATO through the Suwalki Gap, a narrow corridor between Belarus and the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad.
What's particularly noteworthy is Russia's reported addition of electronic warfare systems to its Shahed drones to jam Ukrainian interceptors. This represents a significant technological escalation. If Russian drones can effectively jam Ukrainian air defense systems, it changes the entire calculus of Ukraine's defensive capabilities.
The electronic warfare component is crucial because it demonstrates how quickly military technology adapts during active conflicts. When Ukraine developed effective countermeasures for Iranian-supplied Shaheds, Russia responded by adding jamming capabilities. This creates an ongoing technological arms race where defensive advantages are constantly being eroded by offensive innovations.
Armenia's decision to hold its first military parade in a decade amid its growing rift with Russia adds another dimension to regional security dynamics. Armenia has traditionally relied on Russia for security guarantees, but their relationship has deteriorated significantly since the 2020 war with Azerbaijan. Armenia is now pursuing closer ties with Western nations and distancing itself from Moscow.
The Armenian shift is geopolitically significant because it represents another crack in Russia's traditional sphere of influence. Armenia joining the International Criminal Court, conducting joint military exercises with U.S. forces, and openly criticizing Russian peacekeeping efforts in Nagorno-Karabakh all signal a fundamental realignment away from Moscow.
Japan's response to Russian criticism at the UN, calling it ridiculous, reflects how even traditional diplomatic language is becoming more confrontational. When Japanese officials use such direct language in UN settings, it indicates how seriously they view Russian military activities near their territory, particularly around the disputed Kuril Islands.
These regional security tensions are interconnected in ways that may not be immediately obvious. Russian military pressure on multiple fronts, Ukraine, the Baltics, the Caucasus, East Asia, stretches NATO and U.S. defense planning across numerous theaters simultaneously. This creates strategic challenges where resources and attention must be divided among multiple potential conflicts.
The timing is particularly concerning given ongoing Middle East tensions. U.S. and NATO military planners are essentially managing potential conflicts on three major fronts: Middle East maritime security, Eastern European land warfare, and East Asian territorial disputes. This multi-theater challenge tests alliance coordination and resource allocation in ways not seen since the early Cold War.